Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast.
More shits on us, I guess.
I promise you I won't.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome back to another episode. And we can't be honest, let's keep it real. Let's be fucking real podcast. This your boy Big A, and I got my brothers with me. So y'all introduce yourself.
My name is Evan Simpson. Yay.
I thought I was about to fucking anyway, my name is Tyler Hildreth. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Welcome back.
What's up? What's up?
Man, good to see y'all. It's been a crazy ass week.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into the shits and, you know, just kind of get into it, though, we want to send our prayers and thoughts with the people of Beirut and Lebanon. You know, we all got news of that explosion that happened over there, and you know, to see it is mind blowing, and it just feel unreal to see something like that. But we just want to send our thoughts and prayers to the people over there, because you know we dealing with a global pandemic, and then also for them to have something like that happen, it's just, it's like 2020 is just showing its full ass and just everything. But seriously, we just want to send our prayers and thoughts with everyone that's over there right now. So
yeah.
But man, I was saying, when you seen it,
some of the videos, that's crazy.
Bruh, that was that. I went and watched it. I was like, the fuck. Like that's all I could do was like the fuck. Cause this after it wasn't like this happened prior to the pandemic and stuff like that. This is after the pandemic. It's already happening. People are already dealing with that. And I don't recall what that building was called or what it just exploded. And the damage it did. From that explosion, was like, damn.
Well, from what I've heard on the news from different media outlets, is that they're saying that it was a fire with fireworks, and then it got to a building that had some stuff in it that
it was ammonium nitrate or something like that.
Something like that. It was some, you know, some shit that can kill you or if it explode. But I'm like, to look at it, how powerful that shit was, and it looked like a fucking atomic bomb or something went off. Cause I'm like, one minute it's like just white, then you see it part the cloud, and then you just, I'm like, and I just seen multiple different videos from different angles. Like Brittany just showed me one last night of a lady. I think this lady was either getting married or taking pictures, but she was like very close to where it happened. And I'm talking about just to hear that shit go off. It was so fucking loud on the phone. I'm pretty sure some people that's got hearing damages after this stuff, because it was like, that shit was so crazy.
So, word to the wise, if you ever hear something go blow up, you might want to have your windows open, because all that pressure is going to blow your ass into the wall.
That's one. That's true.
Hey, real talk, did you see that video of the dude who was recorded in his car?
Yes, all of them too.
Yeah, I was like, that shit was crazy, because it's like, bro, and it just really kind of just, you see from multiple different videos how powerful that fucking explosion was, because he on a bridge, I ain't going to say about a mile, 2-3 miles away, but he was enough away from it where you would think it wouldn't hit or touch. Man, that shit hit that man's car. He dropped his phone. I just pray he didn't crash or hit a wall or something, because the way that shit hit, that was like, man, it's like this shit gonna do damage for real.
I feel for all the people just that was in the radius of the blast itself. and the aftermath, the shockwave that came from it, because the ones that are closer to it, homes, buildings, completely fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
This is a crazy thing. Remember you said it sounded like it was like a nuclear bomb comparison. So that bomb, with the amount of explosions in that area, it was 1,200 tons. So a nuclear bomb is in megatons, so it's millions of tons. So imagine a atomic bomb going off in that same area, the amount of devastation that would be done. It's going to clear out like a 50-mile radius.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. Even as big as we think that is, that's nothing compared to an atomic bomb.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, 50 miles, because in Murfreesboro to I-40 highway to get to Memphis, that's 50 fucking miles. So I'm just thinking a 50-mile explosion and clear out 50-something miles, that's fucking big.
Oh, yeah. Just picture not even being in the radius of the 50 miles to be eradicated, because that's what the fuck's gonna happen to you. You're gonna burn. Like, the explosion, some people assume an explosion just decimates you. No, after the initial shock wave and the flames that come from it, you're gonna burn to death. You're going to burn.
Or you could be like that unlucky guy in Japan that was, the only thing that's left of him is a fucking black ash on the ground. Could be worse. Or, you know, you can be lucky enough to survive, but die later on from radiation poisoning or cancer.
Exactly.
So they're going to get you one way or another. Fucked up. It's amazing how destructive humans can be.
Yeah, and that kind of go back to how I feel like, bro, we should not have shit. We should not make shit to be that powerful. Like, I'm just saying, like, what's the fucking point? Are we fighting aliens? Are we fighting, like, an armada of aliens or some shit to be having pulling shit out to work? And then my thing is this. They said, okay, it was some stuff that was stored improperly. How the fuck does that even happen? Again, how does half of this shit happen? Because last time I think, if you got a bomb or something nuclear or radiation waste or something, ain't you supposed to put that shit in a storage unit somewhere proper or a facility that nobody can fucking get to?
So the backstory behind that is it was supposedly taken off of a Russian ship about 7 years ago, and it was stored in that facility, but they never you know, did anything with it. So it's just been sitting there for like 6 or 7 years. So that's on the government at that point. The government should have disposed of that or done something with it. That doesn't make any sense to literally have like a complete goddamn explosive materials that can do that much damage. That's insane to me. Like, that's stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Hey, what they was talking about already happening happening over there. They were talking about the people was already against the government, that were already riding against the government prior to the explosion. Then the pandemic hit and the government really wasn't handling it well. People were still angry. Then this explosion happens, and then after that, it's like fucking Wild Wild West over there at this point, because now they truly say, we don't have faith in any of you all, because you was not good to us prior to the pandemic. The pandemic hit and y'all still didn't handle it right, and we still don't like y'all. Bro, do something better. And then this happens, and this, like you said, it's on the government, on their side, because they didn't handle stuff properly. They're like, oh, fuck y'all. We don't need none of y'all.
It sounds like they government got something in common with us, because that's the segue into the bullshit and the topic of this episode is, it is what it is. What the fuck did he mean by that? Because my thing is that Trump pretty much was saying in this interview, okay, people died. It is what it is. And just like you said, to piggyback what you said, the government failed. This motherfucker's failed too. Okay, I seen the little interview, the clip of the dude. You can even see that the fucking reporter was mind blown. Like, what the fuck is this dude? Like, bro, what manual? You've got to read the manual. You got to look at the charts. Read the man. I'm like, bruh. At this point, bruh.
See, this is how I am. See, I'm like the type of person that says shit that most people don't, that they want to say, but they're too scared to say it. Trump is the type of person that'll just say some shit that you can't even, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? What? Like, he just says some outlandish shit, and you're just like, you can't really believe that. Like, there's no way you can believe that. And what makes me even more pissed off is he has people that actually, like, oh yeah, I believe in what Trump is saying. Like, all right, so you're just cool with people just dying, like that's how you feel. I mean, 9/11, 2,000 people died in the towers. We're averaging like 1,400 people a day in over the like most recent weeks. It's pretty fucking insane when you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, he said, I can see him saying it is what it is, because honestly, he thought this shit was gonna pass. Honestly, I believe he believed in the first 3 months this shit was gonna pass over. That's why he was saying he hoped and he prayed this shit was gonna be gone.
But bro,
hope is not a plan.
Hope is not a plan.
Hope is not a plan. And when that hope was gone, he just said, fuck it. He's like, I can't do that.
Listen, let's be fucking real. You can hope that you bust a nut in a woman and she don't get pregnant. You can't hope a fucking global pandemic away. You can't, that's just,
hey, you can't have a plan for that too. They got pills for that. You can hope and go to the goddamn doctor.
You hope that your car can slip and go through, or the pharmacy got the plan B pill. But hoping that this shit go away, that's not a plan. And then don't just say,
you know what Trump just did? He did the equivalent of like nutting in the chick, not using plan B, and like, you know what? I'm gonna push this bitch down the stairs. That's what he just did.
Honestly, nah.
We don't condone violence against women that's pregnant.
I don't condone it, but I'm just saying that's the equivalent of what he's like, man. Whoops.
Yeah.
Pretty honestly, much. Nah. He's like the dude that found out like he nutted in the woman, and then he was like, man, she's not gonna be pregnant. And then 3 months later, you find out that she's pregnant, and you can't do nothing about it. She's trying to keep it, and you're like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm gonna leave. I'm leaving now. I'm
acting like a dude who try to come back after 18 years and say, I'm your dad, now come with me. Like, nigga, you ain't done no work.
He will be that president that, like, in the next couple presidencies, he's going to come back and speak out and be like, remember when I did this in the pandemic? I'm like, motherfucker, you need to sit down somewhere. Stay quiet. No one likes you after this point.
When Obama was president and they were dealing with H1N1, and I believe like about 30 or 40 people died, if I'm not mistaken, from that. There was a lot of people that got infected, but it wasn't as deadly. But like, he was talking shit about that, and now look at him doing the exact same thing he's accusing him of and being even worse, because this is actually deadly.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how you can just talk all this shit and then you don't do anything different.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just my thought process.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna have to give Trump his credit.
What the fuck?
Because what he said, I've done more for the blacks, and that's true. I'm gonna give Trump his props, because between his race baiting, his megalomaniac attitude, he didn't show the black community who ride for us and who really don't give a fuck with us. So he didn't pull the bill that showed that racism is alive and well and systematic as a motherfucker. So I'm going to give him his props for being a fucking idiot and just being a complete idiot and showing us that it's some people who really don't give a fuck about us. I got to give him his credit on that.
Now, I'm going to argue with you on that one. What I will say is, this motherfucker has done that, but also I feel like there's a lot of people stepping up to say, hey, we riding with y'all out of sympathy, and they're trying to take a step. But these are all these motherfuckers who got friends and relatives that they know that are being affected. And if they don't step up and say shit now, when you got all the time to do so, then it really shows your character. So this is, his dumbass has allowed for people to have to, confront Yeah, pretty much confronting their own personal character in front of others that's suffering. Like, you can't sit back anymore. You see everything going on, and it's like, God damn it. Yeah. I have to either do something or not.
Yeah. And like I said, and, you know, you got to at least give him his credit for that, because he stirred the hornet's nest enough that you see the hornets. So now, okay, we know, okay, we ain't going over there. We ain't doing business with them. We ain't, you know. So I at least got to give motherfuckers credit. Now, when he say I've done well for the blacks, he has. He's identifying the enemies and people who we could.
You know something that else that made me, like, think? So it seems like the richer you get, the less empathy you have for people. Because I've seen people saying that Trump has done a good job with the economy. And to be honest, the stock market is, to me, it's propped up. I mean, it's been propped up. That's even through Obama. That's through Bush. It's always been propped up, even though we had the mini recession in 2008. But the stock market is at the highest, you know, the NASDAQ is the highest it's been ever. And I look at that and I'm just like, that's interesting for people that have been able to take advantage of it. They're like, oh man, I've made more money than I ever have before. But then you like look at it and you're like, damn, like that's all you really care about is how much money you make. You don't give a fuck about anybody else or how they're living.
Let me go ahead and tell you, that shit right there is, you can see those numbers, but I read some articles about how the stock market is going, and they were actually saying that independent investors on retail, not even retail, like on like Webull and Robinhood, they have been outbeating the market. So they have, in their spare time, found ways to make money while they can't go and do what they used to do. They found ways to beat the market out more than the people who naturally do it. So the people who are really helping the market go up are people like you and me who are in the stock market, and we're actually bidding because we're winning. So we're winning, we're making money, so we're throwing money back into it. So we're actually helping the economy grow, even though our asses don't got jobs. Like, that's the only thing we can do.
I will say this. Technically, the stock market should have plummeted and we should be in a recession. They're just basically, so every time, this is for listeners, if you don't realize, every time that they do a stimulus, that's to make the market to stop fucking crashing, basically. The market actually paid $1 trillion into saving those businesses and then giving people money to spend. That's what saved the market. So technically, the stock market is propped up thousands of points right now, and it should technically crash, making most stocks plummet, except a few. Now, if you're an options trader, that's what you'd want. You'd make a killing on that, because that's what people did in 2008 when the housing market crashed. People that had options were making a plan for that.
Yeah, that's what I've also noticed. There's a lot of people trading with options, either being the put or the buyer, and the expectation is that some things can plummet low, so they buy it and they expect it to go lower, so they make money as the stuff goes down. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people been making, I've read and I've seen people that call it playbooks. Effectively, they have an expectation for some stock to go low, but then they buy some stock hoping that it also go high. They get a profit if it goes low, and they get a profit if it goes high. They don't give a damn because how they bought it in the sweet spot that, okay, if it goes super high, I can go ahead and sell it, and I got this kind of loss right here, but you know what? I still win because I got a surplus.
Exactly. People that really do stock are in the market. They ride it up and they ride it back down. So that's how you make money. But anyway, that's just kind of getting off topic. Trump's a fucking idiot.
And what you think he said about?
I don't know. He says some off the wall, outlandish shit. He's a great guy. Attend anything. I'm like, man, this motherfucker is so self-centered. Everything fucking revolves around him. I was like, wait, what the fuck does him having attending any of your events have to do with shit? Was he a good man or not? Did he fight for rights and justice or not?
Yeah, that might he did that. The fact that he said he should have appreciated what I've done for the black. Like, bruh, I was like, if he could get by his grave, he would slap the piss at you. Like,
can I say something?
Unviolent thing, the most violent thing he ever done, but he probably get up and slap the shit out of him for that.
You know, something that is how he speaks that I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if people take offense to it or not. Why does he address the African American people as the blacks? Like everything, the blacks.
I don't know. It's like we're somebody different or some shit.
Just to keep calling us niggas, man. Like, you gotta understand, this man grew up in a time where he could call you a nigga and nobody would, you know, say nothing. Nobody would bat an eye.
Yeah.
To say blacks, he's really trying to concentrate.
Yeah, he's concentrating. I feel like he's
a high level of concentration for this man. I want y'all to understand, this motherfucker is holding on by a thread in a prayer. Like, real talk, if he had to say African American, bro, he gonna have a fucking brain hemorrhage, bro. The man is concentrating his heart.
I don't think he feel comfortable saying African American, because that's actually stating that we are supposed to be here in some form of sense. Call us African American because he wants to make America great again. So if he ever says the African Americans, then he probably has said it before. But if he actually stated us as African Americans,
he has. But that shit sounds so awkward and off-putting. Like, my African American. I'm like, did you really have to enunciate every syllable? Like, you really trying to convince us? That's why I say Trump is a used car salesman in a shitty dealership in a shitty part of the city by a construction plant. Like, this you know this car as a lemon. You know he finna sell you a lemon. But some people just like, oh, he's got great deals.
You sound like it's all good. I ain't say that out loud though.
Hey, yeah, I get you this car. That's what it sounds like. Okay. And also, you know, we want to send our prayers and respect to John Lewis and his family, you know, civil rights icon who recently passed. We got to just, you know, thank him for his service and everything he's done. You know, just being able to do what he did to give us the opportunity where we can talk freely and do stuff like this. So, and I know another person that passed, and I don't think I'm gonna have much to say about it, but Herman Cain. And I found out he's from Memphis. So this really kind of ticked me off. It's like, you from Memphis, your black ass should know better. And you know, he passed away from the coronavirus because he went to that goddamn event in Tulsa, thinking he's everything funny and you know, smiling and dancing to Michael Jackson and shit at the end. And now he dead. Lord. And only thing I can say is this was like, man, shouldn't have been so fucking stupid. Like, people told you not to go. I'm pretty sure somebody told him not to go. And only reason why I can say this is because it's like you went
hard to do
a point to people, and you the one end up on the very short end of the stick. You trying to prove, oh, we're gonna go support Trump. I don't even think Trump even mentioned anything about the dude since he passed.
I don't see nothing.
I think he has, but it's probably really brief. He don't give a fuck about Herman Cain. The fuck? He's about Herman Cain.
I feel bad for Herman Cain and all the African Americans that start to show their face a lot more after like the first 2 months of the pandemic. And then literally you started to see more reports with Trump and then a bunch of African Americans because they were trying to win us over.
I don't feel bad at all, because at the end of the day, it's common fucking sense. Like, if you see that a lot of these studies showing us as the main people getting it or being affected by it or being hospitalized by it, common sense would say at least be cautious of your surroundings and what the fuck you're doing. Like I said, nobody put a gun to this man's head and made him go down and sit in that audience. Nobody put a gun to his head. He went to that motherfucker of his free will. And now, and unfortunately...
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, Augustus. That is bullshit. He didn't even die from it. He died from cancer that he had like 20 years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because I'm reading right now. I'm looking at it right now.
Said,
yeah.
Last time I said cancer, either once it leaves, you go into remission or it come back. Now, I ain't never heard of a motherfucker getting, you know, go back and having cancer after not having it for 20 years.
I will say this. It is possible. He had super mega death cancer and it came back.
Super mega death cancer. See, I'm reading on Yahoo News. It said a week ago, Trump says he doesn't think Herman Cain caught coronavirus at the rally. He don't think he caught. He said, I don't think he caught it. And again, not at the rally.
And again, that just go back to what I said. You can't be taping for this dude because he don't give a fuck about you. But the fact that you think, oh, he's so good for the people and he's so good for the country. Now look where your ass is, dead and in a box. And
when did we start like denying science like this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know when we started doing it.
President, we started denying science because I'm gonna be honest, the fact that he became president is still a fucking anomaly to me. So that was
that's a really good question. When did we start like ignoring all signs of science? Because like him coming into the presidential office, that was an anomaly, like Augusta said. But then with all of this going on, common sense, I remember the saying, common sense not that common no more. What the fuck is happening when it's a true debate about masks in a pandemic that you know people are getting a virus? And what the virus is effectively doing at the beginning was it gets in your bloodstream, it gets into your system, and if you have any illness that you know of and you don't know of, it amplifies it because of the fact that it's killing the blood cells that's supposed to be fighting it off. So now you just fucked.
In certain people, it's like getting HIV, except it accelerates in like a few couple weeks. Like, that's dead serious. It kills your T cells. Like HIV, yeah. That's what it's like. It's if you can't fight it off, that's what it's the equivalent of. Except it's like, or I'll say this, it's like getting full blown AIDS because your T cell count becomes low, and you can't fight diseases off anymore. So it just whatever. Like that's why people with like diabetes, high blood pressure, things that are prevalent in the Black community. That's why you don't want to catch it, because things like that are, I mean, that it triggers it, it's gonna take you out a lot quicker.
But and even then, even if you ain't got the diabetes and stuff, it's some people like healthy as a motherfucker that's dropping. And that's what's really the scary part, because you would think, oh, it's the people like me that's a big dude, big nigga, you know, and it's people smaller than me dropping.
See, I'm thinking about it like this: every day your body is fighting all forms of viruses and bacteria. So if, let's say you healthy as hell, you extremely healthy, you get exposed to this, it's already fighting in your system to destroy your system. The only thing you gotta do now is be extremely healthy and get exposed to something that can make you sick. Because now you got nothing to fight it. So you went from extremely healthy to your system is already combating with this and you don't even know it, to adding the actual death sentence, which is whatever the sickness is, into you. And now you're like, oh, fuck. Why I feel so terrible? Well, you just got pneumonia from that motherfucker over there because you thought you was healthy. You thought you was healthy, but you've been exposed to the coronavirus. So your immune system was fucked for a long time. You didn't even know it. You just got the pneumonia now. Now your ass gonna be in a coma. Or dead, either one.
Evan just said, put Molly all in her champagne. Ain't even know it. He did the Rick Ross bars on him.
I'm being honest though. I think people start wearing masks. If it was a virus that you needed to keep your mouth and your face and nothing public because the virus make your fucking your asshole open and everything you ever had in your body leak out or shoot the fuck out, people will start investing in masks and diapers if the virus did that. Because it's like
faucet ass.
For real, I'm dead ass serious. If the virus affected where people was having leaky asses and you had to keep a mask on to keep from getting the virus and getting sick because you don't want to leak ass, people will start wearing masks. People have been in there like this.
And be real. That's true.
I don't know that lady name who's with Fauci, but that lady, Trump's starting to try to pick on her and talk shit about her because she just really, at this point, like, she got to say what it is. Like just like Trump said, it is what it is. At this point, it is what it is. We got to tell the people the fucking truth. Like I said.
But I've been saying this. I've been saying, I would be a great leader. I could be a president. But it wouldn't be, but like, you know, people would have PTSD if I was president because I would just be off the motherfuckers for doing stupid shit. Like, I would run a democratic, somewhat fascist, well, I'll call it a democratic dictatorship. So we'll have a democracy, but I'm a dictator at the same time. So anybody I see walking in the stores, like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm just going to blow your fucking head off right there. And I'm saying, anybody else want to wear a mask? Anybody else want to not wear a mask here? All right, put the fucking mask on, shut the fuck up, let's move on about our day.
Hey, you going to have PTSD because
if I fuck up, he's going to just shoot my ass.
Hey, you know the funny thing is, the moment you blow the head off of one person, they're going to say, the fucking president is fucking crazy, blew motherfucker head off, and then everyone buys up every mask. Every mask ever made is fucking bought.
Exactly. That's my point.
I'm like him. I have a truck full of masks right now. Everybody can walk and get a box. Here you go. Here you have a nice day.
I'm going to scare you into doing the right thing. I'm not just going to be killing people because they disagree with what I do, but I will kill your ass for being stupid.
I'll kill you before you kill others. You want to be racist?
You want to be racist? Oh, no, we're going to get rid of your ass. Bye. You want to be, black people? You think, no, technically we cannot be racist, but you can be prejudiced. You want to be prejudiced for no reason? Your ass gone too. I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. Taking everybody. You want to say stupid shit? Bye. Say goodbye to your family and friends, nigga, because it's over with. That quick.
President Tyler.
Exactly.
I can just see that Tyler got a
motherfucker. Tyler has death squads, nigga. I have death squads.
He got death squads, but though he the real punishment, the public punishment, he gonna strap a motherfucker to a big multi-billion-dollar fucking structure that's a slingshot. He gonna have that bitch tilted to the fucking sun, and you gonna get launched out of space.
I told you, I'm all about advancing science. You gonna see how close you get to the sun. I mean, you know, like I said, it's a democratic democratic dictatorship, and I feel like that would be a good way to run a country. If you had to worry about getting off for doing stupid shit, people would be a lot nicer to people. You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, if you get off by the president, it's specifically the president offing people because you got to make sure you know let everybody off people because you think
I've never been a fan of people going And that's the other thing. We're not, you know why we're not going to fight any battles? Because if we do, I'm going to be in that bitch too. And I don't want to be in that shit. So we're not going to be fighting people. Because I always felt like if the fucking person in charge is not in the battle, then how the fuck can they tell me what to do? That's always been, I've always thought of that as bullshit. So if I'm as a president, I know you're not supposed to do that, but I would be right in the front fighting with them motherfuckers. So if y'all got to die, I got to die. That's just how I feel. So that would stop a lot of that bullshit. If you had to send your kids.
But you know what they call that, right, Tyler?
A martyr.
No, that's called being a leader. That's leadership. Because a boss.
I'm just saying.
No, his ass is a martyr. That's a leader and a martyr. That nigga's going to die.
saying, if my people have to die, then goddamn it, I'm going right there with you. I'm the type of person, I'm not going to put you in a situation I won't put myself in. And that's just how I feel.
That's true.
And that's the thing that Trump doing. And then he also trying to talk about this voting shit, talking about voter fraud and all this. It's like he just failed as a leader. He's not a leader. So just like he running the country like he run a TV show in his businesses.
Like, has anybody else ever remember any other president talking about voter fraud to this extent? Like, I just don't. The stuff that he talks about is like shit that doesn't even matter with what's going on right now.
He really is just causing a lot of distraction and divisive shit to just keep people, you know, and that's why he trying to you know, crank out this executive order to keep shit afloat and all this, because he's hoping that he can just buy his way into another presidency. Because if you really,
he's the only president that has executed as many executive orders to handle shit, because obviously he's not talking to people, he's not understanding other people, he's not coming to an effective plan. So, like you said, he's not a fucking leader. So he debates, he throws shots, people throw shots at his ass, and when time crunches down, then that motherfucker does the executive order. Because if you debate the entire thing all the way up to the point, by law, you have to get shit done with a group, and nothing's handled, then he is seeming to pull the power back into his own hands and say, I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. Because I disagree with y'all this entire time, but we got to pass something to help the people. So executive order. Because stop with these fucking executive orders. Work with people. Try to get some shit.
And the thing is, what you're saying, I completely fucking agree with. He's so fucking divisive, though. Like, the whole reason we even had all these protests is because he didn't step out there and say something about what actually happened with the George Floyd thing. That's why he had this. It's like a fucking domino effect. The whole reason all this shit has been happening is because he didn't step in there and say something. He should have been the first person to step in there. You see the video, as a president, I'm be like, damn. Them motherfuckers got to go to prison. That's what's going to be the best thing for everybody, because it makes the most sense. We saw what happened. Regardless of whatever else happened, none of that shit had to happen. Send them to prison. That counteracts all the riots, because you've taken care of it, and that's what everybody's expecting. Accountability. He's like a fucking female. He has no accountability.
And they still need to hold the police that killed Breonna Taylor accountable. We ain't forgot about that.
Yeah, they're doing their best to try to get around a bunch of shit right now, because the more drama that comes up and the more stuff, like you said, the riots, I understood the riots. I understand fighting for what you believe in. I had to tell my wife, I'm like, yo, we can't be out there rioting, because it's a fucking pandemic, and the riots right now is going to expose all these people to the fucking pandemic. And all these people are going to go back home to their families, and this shit going to get worse. Like, we have completely forgot about what's already happening.
Yeah. It's just, man, when you have, like, real talk, it's just, like I said, when you see a grave injustice like that, it's gonna raise your fire, where people ain't thinking and people ain't giving a fuck. Because I'm being honest, seeing some shit like that, the reason why people say, why is this different than anything else, is because we see fucking lynching in real time. Like, you gotta understand what the fuck you saw. A real time lynching. You seen a man who's begging and pleading for his life.
That's the thing. And then you seen a man. Like I said, it became a domino effect. We already had people getting the virus. Then you had all, like Evan just said, you had all those people marching, and now even more people got it. Now, I mean, it's like you just when you don't stop stuff from starting up, it's like it's fucking a snowball going downhill. Like, it's just, you, at some point, you had to be smart. Well, I mean, I guess I can't really expect that from him. But his advisor, God damn, does anybody do anything in that motherfucker?
Bruh, they scared of bruh. Half of these folks is yes men, they pussies, and nobody tell, like, only people who really talk back and really let them know what it is some of these other folks. But I'm being honest, some of these Republicans getting tired of his ass, too, though, because it's like...
A lot of the Republicans are trying to stay in his pocket, in his good hand. But like you said, Gus, they getting tired of it because everything they don't want. I've noticed a lot of the Republicans don't actually agree with how Trump is saying things yet. They don't want to combat it as well. So they try to say stuff in a nice way. And then as the shit gets worse, they got to stick on their own and be like, yo, do this.
Cause at this point, doing anything suggesting without really doing the due diligence and really sitting and thinking about it, and he doing shit just off of his feelings or some Twitter shit that he doing, it's like, it's stupid for y'all to follow some of this shit. Now, the only thing that he said that's worth a damn is helping the economy, because you got people out here who need the money. Like, You got people who got businesses who, like I said, they ain't taking in this money or these loans and fucking it off and doing some bullshit. They actually keep trying to keep shit afloat. And, you know, it needs to be some more money insulated to the people because, let's be honest, people get this money, they're going to do one or two things. They either going to pay a fucking bill or they're going to go buy some shit. It's one of the two. It's not going to, because you got more consumers versus producers.
Oh, yeah, you got the separation between who are producers and consumers has gotten larger simply because of the fact that the selected few that manage to keep what's going on and they're making money and you don't have to go anywhere. So you're saving more money, kind of, sort of, determine how your family life is. You're kind of saving a little bit more money. Whereas the rest of them, they're just consumers. You're sitting around, you're trying to find something to do, and you're going to end up spending more money than making money right now. And it's just fucked up because the ones that's high, you're fucking high. You're high. You're still good. You're better than good because all this other shit that's coming out, the stimulus and any other aid, some of these laws are not even being set to make sure it's helping just the people that's impacted negatively. It's helping everybody on a broad scale. And that's why they debate the second stimulus so deeply. They sent out a 1,200 stimulus package to fucking everybody.
That qualified,
but there's still a lot of people that probably qualified that were still working, that was still having a good.
I qualified and I'm working, right?
Yeah, like it, but that does do a damage to the people who are not, because now they're looking at, okay, we sent a lot of money to people who have been working.
But they don't really need it.
They ain't even spent it.
But you got to think about it. That's a one-time payment for people who work in that. Like I said, everybody seem like they got that money. But the people who unemployed, you know, they the ones who really need it. Because the people who ain't got jobs, like I said, yeah, that one-time payment, it was good. But I had paid bills. Like, that shit was like that. That shit didn't stay in my hand where I was like, oh,
bro, you literally had to fucking hustle that money. Like, $1,200 ain't shit. That's not even rent in most cities, and that's like cheap cities.
Yeah,
cheap ass places.
You can't live in New York. That $1,200 ain't do shit for you. Shit,
man, you had to fucking start slinging coke or some shit.
I'm glad I started in New York. You can't even live
in Nashville with that kind of shit. Because I heard people when I was doing Lyft, my motherfuckers who live like downtown Nashville, that's like $1,500, $1,800 at minimum.
Hey, downtown Nashville, nice as fuck, man. I've been down there. This shit is nice as fuck.
It's not nice enough for $1,800 for a fucking apartment, ain't?
Hey, I'm not saying I'll spend that fucking money. I just say it look nice.
The bigger problem with all this is they're debating about people, you know, workers. What do they call them? Essential workers. So essential workers that are sitting up here and they're not. And they're, you know, hardly making any money. And they're talking about there's certain people that are getting unemployment that are making more than them. Now, to me, that just seems like essential workers aren't getting paid. If minimum wage is, if you can make more with the extra little $600 a week than what somebody is as an essential worker is making, then that means they're not getting paid enough money to begin with. That means minimum wage is way lower than it should be. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. And the problem of that is. The fix would have been to pay essential workers only for a company to file all the workers that are considered essential workers and have paid them the same amount that they're paying unemployment. That would have made it more fair because those people still, they're in the pandemic. They're exposed. Give them extra hazard pay. That's how I feel. I've always felt that way.
Yeah. Well, I thought they actually did. Well, no, they didn't. That was in the Heroes Act.
That's something they was talking about. But like you said, that hazard pay, it's got to be pretty fucking significant too. Because like I said, like a prime example, my little brother, he works at a fucking grocery store, and he works at a chain grocery store. He got to be dealing with people, putting food and shit out, and working with people every day. So he really is putting his life on the line, and You talking about, oh, we're going to bump your pay up an extra $2. Like, nah, bitch, you need to add on like $20,000 hazard pay for everybody who got to be like an essential worker. Like, you got to think about the people who pick up trash, the people who work at food places, the FedEx workers, the UPS workers, the people who really still working when we fucking sleep. They need to have a shit, like, you need to put $20,000 to $25,000 hazard pay on their salary. Like, whatever they salary, I mean, they salary $30,000, $40,000, you need to put
$20,000. All I'm saying is, billions and billions of dollars on the military, but they can't spend it on their citizens. All I'm saying.
Yeah.
You speaking facts.
That makes sense to me.
I'm going to say, what's happening with the military? Hey, anybody can tell me what's happening with the military and their pay, because motherfuckers still get shipped places right now in the middle of a pandemic. So I'm like, I'm very confused how we shouldn't even be like traveling, but you still got the military going places for the purposes of what other stuff is going on during a pandemic. That means the whole fucking world is being affected.
Most of my friends and people I know that was in the military, out the military now, in which I'm happy about. Because shit, this ain't the time to be in the fucking military, honestly.
It really isn't. To me, if anything we've seen from all this is that we realize that the way our economy is set up, our economic systems, it doesn't fucking work. Yep. Because they want you to sit that, now they're like, oh, we have to send kids back to school to get the economy stimulated. Like, that seems kind of crazy. It's more important for the economy. Fuck them. They're like, fuck them kids. They really are living the
door.
They're pretty much saying, fuck them kids.
They want to send kids back. So if that's the case, that means our economy is not right. That means we need to change it. Is that right? If there's millions of people that are out of jobs and they can't support themselves, and I mean, at some point, people are going to be homeless, because I know a lot of companies have, you know, let you stretch and you won't have to pay more. Some people or a certain amount. That shit's going to be due at some point. And nobody's going to be able to get a job that's going to pay enough to pay where you live at. And not enough people have rainy day funds. So if we know all that, that means our system's not working how it's supposed to.
It's like,
yep. Let me say some.
The redistribution is not there.
Exactly. I said Trump was acting like a female of no logic. I apologize for saying that, because females definitely, some of y'all have logic.
Yeah, when you said that, I kind of just made a face like, wait a minute, bro.
And I will say Trump is, that's disrespectful to all females. I apologize. That's all I can say.
Okay, I made a face when he said that. I'm like, shit, that was a little harsh to all females, right? Well, there.
We went in on Trump long at this point. Okay, so now we get into the bullshit topics of the shit I've been seeing. You know, the whole Herman Cain, you know, RIP, whatever.
Nigga got no remorse.
Hey, this, if we can't be honest, let's be fucking real.
I hope none of his grandkids come across this podcast. They like, damn, I don't even like my granddaddy.
He didn't give a fuck about my granddaddy. Hey, well, your granddaddy didn't give a fuck about himself.
This ain't out of no disrespect, but it's just like, bruh.
His death certificate should say stupidity. That's what it should say.
Exactly.
She didn't say COVID.
Old ass, listen to Trump.
Exactly. Stupid fucking pity. And it's like, Just like if I went outside and I'm playing with a real grenade and I'm pulling the pin out, I can't expect nobody to have sympathy when I pull the pin out for too many seconds too long and I blow the fuck up. They're gonna be like, stupid ass shouldn't have been playing with a fucking live grenade.
I would have laughed after the first time you pulled that goddamn thing out, because I'm like, you one dumb fucker right there. Get back, everybody. Let's wait till you blow up.
And who has sympathies for the dumb motherfuckers of the world? Who actually be like, man, I understand you thought that was a good idea. You don't like
their families, motherfucker. Their families. I can answer that question. They family. Somebody gonna be saying, my granddaddy gone.
Mama or auntie gonna tell it like it fucking is. He shouldn't have sent his ass down there no way. He shouldn't took his ass down there no way.
True.
Well, anyway. Now, okay. I seen this online. I thought this shit was just hilarious. this girl, a young lady, and let me see if I can share the screen, share my phone screen, because I just thought this was just the silliest shit. It's kind of dirty, though. Like, what she did was dirty as fuck, though. Is the young lady gonna post a picture, or not a picture, but like a Facebook of her on a date with this guy. And this girl gonna make the caption talking bad about him. The dude actually took a picture of her and let me see, my phone acting crazy. Well, pretty much he took a picture of her saying that, you know, he was excited, and her caption showing just complete disrespect to John. And I just thought that was the craziest shit in the world, because it's like, how you gonna...
Oh, I seen this.
Like, how you gonna, you know, this dude and talking about, he actually saying our first date, I'm so nervous. She gonna say just finesse this lame ass nigga for some Texas Roadhouse. Now, I just thought this was some bullshit on so many levels. So my thing is, how you gonna try to talk back about John? And you need a meal, boo-boo. You need something to eat, boo. You couldn't feed yourself. And you gonna talk bad about the dude talking about, so he a lame man. And let's keep it 100. Let's keep it fucking real, ladies. Texas Roadhouse, I'm getting to know you dinner. That's a I'm getting to know you meal. Ain't no dude, I don't give a fuck if you got a shit ton of money. Ain't no dude finna wine and dine you like this on the first date. That's like maybe date number four, number five, probably. But the fact that she trying to say I finessed him for some Roadhouse.
Well, I think he lucked out. I will say this though: why is this nigga wearing a white beanie to a fucking?
That's what I paid attention to. I'm sorry.
That was the first thing when I saw that.
That's the first thing I saw. Like,
what the fuck? Goddamn, nigga! Well, what are you wearing?
You didn't care that much, my nigga.
The backstory,
nigga, where your shirt at?
The backstory to that is the dude said that he was wanted to take her out, and she was rushing him. She's like, pretty much, take me out now or never. And he just rushed.
Fucking never.
Yeah, I'm like, I would like, baby,
he needs some more self-esteem.
Yeah,
I mean, can tell little nigga out there with no shirt on, you know, that's, I feel pity for him only because, like, in that picture right there, he does look like he was like, I just needed a female to go with me somewhere. I feel for the nigga because what he looked like right there, he looks like what she talked about. But Boo Boo is being a thot. She doing that just so she get herself some food. And, you know.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's just the fact that she trying to throw dirt on him, talking about since she finessed him. Like, Boo Boo, that ain't no finesse. Like, that's in the arms of an angel kind of thing. Like, he fed the hungry. He doing the Lord's work.
So,
especially right now. That is,
you know, if we can't be honest, let's be fucking real though. I mean, goddamn. I mean, like, come on, ladies. I'm gonna say this. If you're gonna finesse somebody, at least have higher standards. Fucking Texas Roadhouse. As a man, if I'm getting finessed out of a meal, I'll throw a little $20-$30 at Texas Roadhouse. The fuck? That's nothing. I'll pay that $30 to know that you ain't shit and move on about my day. That won't fucking affect me. That wouldn't affect me at all. As a married man, thank you, Lord, I'm married. I have to deal with that bullshit. The dating game is fucked up right now. They got it's all fucked up.
I'm so glad I'm married.
All I see is women trying to finesse dudes and get Birkin bags and shit. Like, it's just ridiculous. If you can't pay for me, you broke. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Hey, you know the funny shit about what you just said is, for a female, I'm married, so I'm happy like you. I'm out of that game. I take you out to a restaurant, I pay $20 for you, thinking you finessing me. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm glad I just paid $20 because I took this real nice young lady to this thing and spent $150 on our dining, our wine, all of that shit the other day, and your ass finna give me some ass for $20. you finesse me, I'm finna get that ass.
No. Now, let's just say you didn't. No. Let's just say he didn't. I was gonna say he might have finessed her out of her panties. I don't know.
Hey.
But let's just say he didn't finesse it. I think we can all say at some point we paid way more money for somebody to fuck us over than that. That if you're gonna fuck me over for $30, shit, appreciate it. You saved me a bunch. See, how much money that saves?
Yeah, because if you fuck me over for $20, honestly, I just went on a date with you, found the 2-for-20 meal, and bought for both of us. When I take my wife out, I'm like, baby, look at anything you want on the goddamn menu. Anything.
Exactly.
Buy it. I'm paying for it. You decide you want the two full crabs and lobster with some shrimp and corn and stuff like that. It's $70 for you. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's what you want. Go ahead. That's really taking out somebody that you care about and you trying to enjoy a time with. $20, nigga. I pay for you and me. $10 on both of us.
I just thought that was the dumbest shit in the world, and then the fact that she tried to make him, you know, put him down, and it's like, boo, boo, boo. Look at the retrospect.
Gustav, share the screen. Share it again. I share it one more time. Share. Can you share it again?
Yeah.
Please share it.
So as he's sharing it, that's just crazy to me because, like, I feel like at this age, at my big age, if something happened to my wife or something where I had to start dating again, God, please don't let that happen. But if something ever happened, I feel like I would catch on to that energy that something's not right, and I'd probably just leave her ass there.
Yeah.
So a couple things I'll say with this goddamn picture. He's nervous. He's on his phone saying his captions. She's on her phone talking bullshit. What happens to back in the day when the moment you go out on a date, both of you motherfuckers not in your phone to begin with? Because both of them motherfuckers in their phone. Let's talk about that. That's second of all, she looked like if you did not already hit that, I don't trust taking that bitch to a restaurant. Oops, my bad.
Hey,
let's take that back. Not all women are bitches. Not all women. Because I know so many women get so offended about that. So let me be clear.
Oh, no,
not all women are bitches. Bitches are bitches. She's a bitch. So on that one, she looked nice. But she looked like the type that if you didn't fuck it before you took it to the restaurant, don't take it to the restaurant. Like, it thinks it's going to get over on you. Like, fuck it first, then take it to the restaurant. Especially how she spoke. You see her captions? She's finessing this lame-ass nigga. That means every other nigga she went out with fucked her before they went out to eat. And probably didn't even take her ass to Texas Roadhouse. Took her to McDonald's or Burger King and got her some shit.
So she a valid chick. She
got the
McDonald's Sprite.
That's what I was saying. Have better ambitions, ladies. If you're gonna finesse somebody, you better finesse them at like a. Well, I guess here in Memphis, at least have them take you to a steakhouse like a Fleming's or I mean anywhere or something like that. She didn't even got no respect for herself. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like she's not even. She's disrespectful
to the motherfucker. Girl, my wife took me to one fancy-ass restaurant for my birthday. I mean, that shit was on the river. She got a carriage and shit. We had a carriage. A horse and a carriage take us to a restaurant where I sat in that bitch. I looked around like this. What the fuck is this place? This shit fancy as hell, like off a movie.
I ain't gonna lie. Brittany took me one year for my birthday to River Oaks in Memphis. Man. I ain't like them little crab cakes were small as motherfucker, but them joints was good though.
Wait, where is River Oaks at? Is that
up there by the Hilton on like Poplar and Germantown?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like I said, yeah, if you gonna talk about finesse $1 million out of motherfucker, like finesse a house that you own the deed.
Finesse your whole goddamn car. Like finesse a car, finesse a house.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. Finesse 6 months of rent, motherfucker. If you don't get a house, get 6 months of motherfucking rent or something. You finesse that nigga.
While she talking about getting a third, I didn't drop more money out of my pocket than what that fucking meal cost. You kiss my ass. That's nothing. I wouldn't be mad at all. I'd be like, eh, moving on.
Yeah.
Only thing I'd be mad about is him is making the fucking shade room. That's literally it. Unless he can turn it into a positive and he can get more bitches off of it. Other than that,
hey.
Hey.
Well, honestly, I had to speak on that because I seen it. That shit was like, bro, that's dirty shit. Like, it's funny, but it's dirty as fuck.
I'll just say the one thing to him is a little advice. Next time, bro, make sure to wear a goddamn shirt. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what day you going on.
Like that emergency dress shirt or a polo.
Bro, have something in your car or some shit. She rushing you.
I ain't like.
And did you have to pick the bitch up? That's another thing. Did she drive there or did he pick her up?
I don't know. I don't know that much more about the backstory, but if he did, now I think about it, I do think that he did pick her up because she had another video of him that she was making fun of him or something, and he was driving, so he might have picked up. So,
see, nigga, no, so, you gotta go and pick the bitch up. She ain't got no wheels. She got no wheels.
That's what I was, right. So that's the other thing. So, fellas, for the dating game right now, it looks like it's fucked up. I don't know, but a wise man once said, if it fucks, floats, or flies, rent it.
I think that might need to be a shirt, too. We need to write that down. Write that down.
Hey, our podcasts are kind of developing to a shirt, online store right now. We're going to have some nice little shirts.
Claim it.
It's going to be an online store for all the commentary here.
Hey, for real, I still got to work on the IPPS shirt, though.
Damn.
And this is another bullshit story. And this is going to be quick. Everybody that's in Nashville or in L.A., stop having these motherfucking mansion parties during a fucking pandemic. I'm so sick of seeing this shit on the news. Just stupid motherfuckers thinking it's time to party. And eat just, oh, yeah, oh, bitch over here drinking this new wine. Like, okay. And then when your happy ass 3 weeks later sitting up in the motherfucking hospital asking Jesus to let you live, then you want to be like, I shouldn't have never went to. Your dumb ass shouldn't have went to the party in the first place. And anybody that gets sick from one of these fucking parties in Nashville or L.A., fuck you. That's what you get.
We don't really got nothing to say.
This is what pissed me off. They have the mask ordinance in Nashville. So the first all these people have been walking around with no mask. The first person they arrest without a mask is a fucking homeless person. That's bullshit. A black homeless person at that. All these motherfuckers walking
downtown in Nashville. Person who is a Lyft driver in here.
Not wearing a mask, and they want to go fucking harass a homeless person.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 100. As a Lyft driver who's done Lyft and been in that area downtown in Broadway, and I know exactly where that area is. The police see a lot of shit that they don't do. I done seen motherfuckers fight in 19-degree weather, and the police was slow as fuck to come do something, but they'll be quick to get the homeless people. Y'all need to get up and get off the grates and shit. And I done seen people who homeless sleep on the hard-ass grates and all the shit that come out of the ground, they sleep on that hard ass thing just to stay warm. And the police will be trying to make them get up and move and shit. So yeah, they some dirty motherfuckers. Like that whole situation screams because just a couple weeks ago, people driving down there recording people on Nashville, on Broadway, having a good old time wearing masks in these fucking bars. And again, why do y'all need to drink if you can just go buy your drinks and get drunk and pass out at home where you safe? Gotta be on Broadway.
And that's selective policing. That's that bullshit that we be talking about.
You might as well not even police. You allowing all that dumb shit to go on. Like, we know what type of time it is. All the shit that's going on right now. So, you know, if you know of a fucking mansion party or some shit, some police officer had to know about the fucking mansion party.
Bruh,
go do something about that shit.
I'm saying this as my personal opinion. If you take your dumb ass to any party, house party, I understand everybody want to get the fuck out. Everybody tired of being at home. But at the same level that if you go to these parties and your ass catch the corona, don't fucking cry, don't fucking post shit, just die quietly and shut the fuck up because you shouldn't have took your dumb ass down there to that place in the first place. Just keep that same energy. You want to be out there and partying. When it, if your ass gets sick, you need to just go on and politely fade the fuck to black, fade the black, and don't be, man, I got the corona, man. I don't want to see that shit on my timeline.
Don't post it. Call the motherfucking friend that invited you to the party and ask them, do you got the corona? Nah, shit. I got the corona, bro.
Well, it's nice knowing you.
sounds like I have your vote in November, Augustus. I like the way that you're talking.
All right, President.
I'll vote for you, motherfucker, because I'll be talking to you from a goddamn camera in my house, in my abode, and be like, nigga, have you done anything stupid, Evan? I've done a lot of fucking stupid things at home. Okay, you stay alive. Okay, have a good day.
See, like I said, I'm not just out here killing people just to kill. If you're doing stupid shit, I mean, we're not going to go for nonsense. We're not going to go for nonsense. I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying.
That's the kind of shit that pisses off because we having these parties and then y'all go home or go out in public and go to other people and be around other people and then people who honestly getting sick. Like, who's that prime example? The white guy who just recently passed. His wife, you know, pretty much shamed Trump in the administration because you pretty much telling people don't wear a mask, and her husband was doing everything he was supposed to do and died from that shit and got sick. And like I said, that's the kind of shit.
And that's how I would feel.
Yeah.
That's how I would feel. Like, you keep trying to downplay shit. And yeah, it's not killing as many people as we thought it was. Now, just imagine if this shit was killing, like, and I had like a 10% kill rate. Imagine that's, we'd be in the millions right now. Over, we'd be in multi-millions at this point.
Yeah.
That's honestly, how stupid y'all look. When something actually is more ridiculous, people are going to die at an alarming rate from being fucking stupid because they'll think it's all a fucking joke or it's some bullshit. That's what's going to happen to y'all. I'm just waiting for it.
See, the thing is, at this point now, think about it, I'm surprised that no news station has decided to just reach out to victims of the coronavirus and then just like each of them that have recovered, let them say what they want to say. Like, the whole station is solely on survivors of the coronavirus. Because I
think they probably will once this shit get handled, but they have done some stories and some exposés. Like, and there's some people, like I said, who healthy and smaller than me and you. And some of these, like, some people say they suffering from nerve damage behind this shit. Some people say they still have extreme fatigue.
I mean, literally one soul news station, because it spread it out. I'm saying, like, having one soul news station that full focus is to show stories after stories after stories per day. You got countless stories that you can have people just explaining their experience, what they went through, how they was in the hospital, how long they was in the hospital, and how their recovery was. And just, like, put that shit on the front screen of any other news channel. Like, just watch this. And put it in front of Trump. And it's like, you're going to get tired of hearing different stories connected to this goddamn coronavirus from all these different people that look completely different, health-wise different. You can't blow it off because you're seeing kids, mothers, fathers, uncles, aunties, grandpas, grandmas who survived it, but you're listening to their stories at the same time. The only thing you gotta do is look at the death rates compared to the survivors. You know you're gonna watch this shit all the time. If someone strapped his ass down to a fucking chair and put that shit in front of him, like Get Out, when that motherfucker had to watch that TV screen and see the shit that was gonna happen to him, put that motherfucker in front of the screen and let that nigga watch Corona survivors for like 24 hours. Get that motherfucker only water. That nigga go crazy and be like, okay, I can't talk away this shit. It's real. It's real. So I can stop watching this. Can we do something about it?
Sad part about it, that's a good solution, and it probably would take that for him to take this shit seriously. But enough of that bullshit. Enough of him. Okay. Got to do this, and then we're going to close it out. Celebrating black businesses, people who are doing great in the community. If you are in Memphis or in Nashville, if you need anything put up, like any chairs, entertainment systems, pictures, whatever you don't feel like putting up, y'all reach out to Mr. Wanye Smith with the Put It Together company. He just came through the other day and put up some pictures. I was literally trying to be a handyman husband for Brittany and fucked up the wall. And I was like, fuck this. What he got done in 2 hours took me 4 hours trying to do. So y'all definitely make sure y'all reach out to him. Again, that's Put It Together company, Mr. Wanye Smith. Y'all can find him on Instagram. Y'all reach out to him. So if y'all know anybody that needs some shit put up, or hell, your wife, you know, Tyler, you know, you in the same boat as I am. Our wives are spending so much money on Amazon that we need stock in this motherfucker, because she might buy something that you need to pull up, put together. Because I know mine is. Y'all reach out to him. Y'all reach out to Wanye. And also, shout out to Miss Pinky Cole. She's the owner of the Slutty Vegan restaurant. That's like in Atlanta. I've seen a story where she's helping at risk teenagers that are coming out of juveniles, helping them get jobs and kind of get on the straight and narrow path. So I want to highlight her and shout out to her. I've seen that story. And that was a beautiful thing, because she just wanted to help these young black men and women, you know, get on the straight and narrow path, you know, trying to keep them from getting into prison and getting sick and getting hurt and all that. So shout out to her. But, and we can go into the recommendations. Again, recommendations always, y'all support the podcast, and y'all also support the Three Beer Kings podcast, Stop the Madness with Callie Ray. Support Conan Hercules, the Black Claw Project. That's my recommendations for Target.
I recommend y'all sit y'all asses at home when you need to. If you get another stimulus check, don't be blowing it on bullshit.
Don't be blowing it on bullshit.
Thanks.
Take care of your family.
Just on a I'm gonna speak on a serious note. My recommendation, think, use common sense, take care of your families, weather the storm, because we don't know how long the storm is going to be. And, you know, just keep prayed up, keep your head up, because, you know, the government is not the place you need to put your beliefs in.
Unless it's my government.
Yeah, his government, you can now
vote.
Yeah.
Vote for the Democratic Dictatorship Party.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that is something we need to speak on another episode, but we definitely need more political parties other than the Republican Democrats, because these two motherfuckers just ain't cutting it, but that'll be a whole different episode. We talk about that. But, all right, well, everybody, if this has been another episode, if we can't be honest, let's be fucking real. And also, just end note, this episode is dedicated in love and memory to my grandfather. His birthday is today, Mr. Joseph Benjamin James. Anybody that know me, middle name comes from my grandfather. And I just want to thank my grandfather for being a man without any excuse and helping me become a man. And I dedicate this episode of my life and everything I do to my grandfather and my grandmother and my family members that have passed. So this one for you, Grandpa. Love you, Grandpa. Rest in peace. Yeah.
All right. Peace.